Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. Part 5, as we continue on the quest for the missing link that we are talking about in Genesis chapter 3, we have the original make of what we would describe as a mystery. The Bible is written in code. We know that. We also know that the gospel is hid. It's hid to people that can't pick these things up. So we pray tonight that your learning ability will grow. The Bible said that the Messiah himself, by demonstrating the way that we should live, he grew in grace and knowledge. What you believed yesterday or 50 years ago or 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago may not necessarily be the truth, because you see, truth grows and evolves and it changes. Now, what do you mean truth changes? Well, we get into a different phase on the timeline. Everything changes, just like the evolutionary beliefs of a people, as they believe that we evolved from a chimpanzee. Now, a chimera, it's originally the fabulous Greek mythological creature with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail. And that is come to mean any hybrid of two or more creatures. Now, notice this. Again, we talk about the chimpanzee and the missing link between man and the animal kingdom, with evolution being the product of time as we have changed, they say, from an animal to a human. You know, science has got some real, real funny beliefs. Mortal soup of time going back that we washed up from on some distant shore, probably on the coast of Africa, somewhere over there, and that we emerged from some type of liquid soup with DNA structure developed through evolution, and we came to be a chimpanzee. Gradually, and then we grew up to become a man. Well, you know, that thinking is still in the chimp age, because we know better. We do believe that we have an original creator. We do believe that we have more than one creator. You say, oh my God, God created everything. Well, the Bible said in the beginning, El created the heavens and earth. And then, when it came to placing man and other live creatures upon it, we know before that anything grew in the earth, it was transplanted. We came actually from another planet already created. Adam and Eve is an introduction. People get a little bit confused in Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, where it talks about that God made man. Now, people believe that that is the original man introduced to the earth, and that's not so. We know for a fact that Yahweh created the heavens and earth in light and bliss and splendor, and all was well. But we know that when man was created, it was chaos and chaotic, darkness and things of this nature. And we had to have a light turned on to know the difference between good and evil, so to speak. Chimpanzees are believed by many scientists to be the closest relative of humans. The genetic difference between the two species is estimated to be about 1.7% of the DNA level, which would be less than, say, between horses and zebras. Now, can you believe that? that we share more in common with a chimpanzee than we do with than horses share with zebras. And we know that they're from the DNA is real close, but we are closer with a chimp, and we act like that. And so I guess I wouldn't argue with some of the findings of this DNA level. However, a chimpanzee doesn't have speech. It doesn't have, we share a brain common, DNA common, but all the, like 98%, but all of the commonality stops at a certain place for a man with a mind like a computer. Man has been dumbed down through the ages, and right now we are in the, you know, somebody stole our mind. Just like we have been uninformed about the missing link. I think the answers were probably written in holy books, spoken by holy men as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, and the priesthood who desire to keep man in the dark, and they themselves excel in knowledge with jealousy and envy, and for the sake of making money, the priesthood, now we're going to include science also, because of the evolutionary process of man, we have evolved over the years, but the original Adam, everybody thinks that that original Adam was the Adam of Genesis 1:26 and 27, but it don't say that. It really don't say that Adam was created in Genesis 1:26. You ever think about that? It said man, not Adam, man. Now, there's a lot of left to be desired right there to get into, and tonight we'll take the we're going to take the missing link road in a way to relate back to Cain and his father. Now, the Chimera that we talked about, it was a three hybrid composition. It was the goat's, a lion's head, the goat's body, and the serpent's tail. We want to deal with the serpent tail, if you will, back in Genesis chapter 3, as we go to chapter 2 to find that when the earth was created, there was no rain. It hadn't rained. A mist came up through the earth to water it, whatever that means. Maybe they didn't need any rain. Or did the animals that he made in Genesis, two types of animals, and we've done covered that quite well, the beast of the field is separate from, say, the elephants and the horses and the chimpanzees and things of this nature. There's a missing link there. How to tie those together, that the beast of the field, and then we have Satan compared to the beast of the field, said he was a little more subtle and wise, a little bit wiser. Now, he's depicted as a serpent only because of his wisdom. A snake is wise. Christ alluded to that. He said, be wise as a serpent. So the serpent twined around the tree, hanging down, talking to Eve to convince her, is just a fable of the theology of man. We don't want to face the truth. We want to tell these little story tales like Christmas and Easter and Halloween and keep these things going in order to keep from believing or being taught the actual. We don't really want to know. Nobody's hungry for truth. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate and the few there be that find it. How are we going to find the truth when we don't know the truth? When we don't know how to search for the truth? How we've been misled by a band, if you will, of people that it's amazing how knowledgeable man has been, or as man is, if you will, to hide. Now, we're slow to do good and quick to do evil. Now, the evil is for a purpose. We have an evil nature taken on from the serpent side. Now, I've done told you about telegamy, how that it's possible for a woman in her womb to be tainted, or actually scarred for a long time, with the result of someone else other than her husband, let's say, being there before he got there. Or maybe he got there after the fact. In this case, Eve was a virgin. She came out of Adam's body. And by coming out of Adam's body, we find that she is a hybrid. Aha! Now we're getting on to it anyway. Now this hybrid woman from a part of Adam, and bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, she actually was a weaker vessel. The Bible says Adam was not deceived. So Adam, Satan, knowing this, that Adam was wise, he didn't have to be taught. There's no record that he went into the university, and there's no record that he learned anything. Did he already know? The Bible said he wasn't deceived. We know that. We know for sure that Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. That's what the Bible says. I'm not going to argue with that because I believe that's true. However, over the years, the dumbing down process or the control through women's lib, Eve must have been a very persuasive woman to override the knowledge of Adam. The Bible said he wasn't deceived. So he didn't know anything about the sexual purpose that he was here, because it should have been natural for him to know that. And it was meant for him and Eve to copulate and to bring forth, because the Bible said he told them to be fruitful and to multiply. Also, we go back to Genesis 21:26-27, and man, and the beast of the field, and the males and the females that were created by God, they were told to multiply. Now, why is it that Adam is he's not there. Adam and Eve, now they were created male and female in Genesis 1:26, but there wasn't even an Adam. And there certainly wasn't any Eve, because Eve came out of Adam. And so then, it was a separate creation of 1:26, and the part where Adam and Eve is made later, after the seventh day. Can't you see that? It should be, and people say, well, he was talking about the same Adam there, but the Bible said there was not a man to till the ground. For this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for Yahweh had not caused it to rain. And there was no man to till the ground. Now, wait a minute. We go back to Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, and Yahweh created, here we have it, then God said, let us, oh, right here it is. Now we're going to find out it's not an L singular, but it's Elohim plural. Let us. Who's he talking to? Were there other creators of these intelligent beings? I mean, were one scientific lab was working on one species and maybe a different scientific lab or intelligent being was working on the other? It seems that way, don't it? We know that Satan, the beautiful archangel, second in command, he was in on this. We know that he participated. And we know that before the other angels who were led by persuasion, as Eve persuaded Adam, Satan, being her persuader, also persuaded the other angels to rebel. And then the war ensued, and there was mighty space battles, not only here on Earth, but in the heavens, on Mars. We have evidence throughout the heavens of catastrophic results of these battles. And the fact that it was still going on in the book of Matthew, chapter 17 and chapter 12, we find that there was war in heaven in Revelations, in chapter 12. We find that the Revelator reveals to us, and there was war in heaven. Satan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. Now, isn't that strange that somebody's fighting? What are they fighting about? Is it because the missing link needs to be exposed? Should we be told the whole truth? Is it a set of gods that we worship, as opposed to worshiping one God? Is Satan a God? Well, he told Eve with David, you partake of this, and the world there is eat, is a deliberate translation put in there to throw you off. Because when we read the Holy Book, we don't read it with any suspicious mind. We take it for, like, it was just like God's, you know, I've heard these preachers, you know, when I tell them some things about the King James Bible, 22,000 typographical errors and a lot of word changes that are misfitted into the scripture. We're going to get into that in a minute. But, man, they go ballistic. Oh, that's God's Bible. I said, did you know that the name Jesus is not even in the original King James Bible? And boy, they do go ballistic there. Anytime you change their God, something that's been put in there to show you the power and effect of word change, they take the Bible without any study, without any proof of the origins of where it came from and who wrote it or who altered it or who changed it. Now, the Bible tells us to beware of men that would do these things, like change the Bible. If the Bible says in Revelation, the last chapter, if any man adds to the scriptures, then there's going to be a lot of plagues added to it. If any man takes from these scriptures, so you can add to or take from, if you start early enough in the dark ages when this happened, you weren't around, but there were people that lived in that age that were around that were evil, that entered in unaware to do this very thing, to change Yahweh's truth into a lie and cast the truth to the ground. I mean, just shuck it off and tell us to forget the truth that was written back then, whatever it was. Let's go back to the Roman Catholic Church. They claim that they're the oldest church on the planet. Okay, we've got, that's questionable, but they've got records that go back real early. We could go back to 325 real quick to Constantine and find out what he's done. We're going to go there in a moment, Yahweh willing, we got time. As we go into the search for the missing link, as we continue on the beast of the field, we have proven that the beast of the field is not man or like a man. He's in the likeness of man. He stands on his own two feet. He has, we've done proof he's got feet. and he's got hands. And he can talk, and he can put on sackcloth and ashes, and he can cry mightily to Yahweh. Who made him? What was he made for? What was the purpose? We're warned not to mix with him, with him or her, because they were male and female also. Well, it's impossible for you to mix with a whale or a sea lion or a jackal or an elephant or a donkey. The DNA, and if it was possible, you can believe that we'd have a lot of those little jackals running around. We've got a lot of them on 2 feet, but I don't know. Maybe they have 3 feet. I don't know. But it would be the biggest DNA if it was possible. Somebody has set and hid this missing link or the DNA sequence. We told you about the missing links of the DNA, that we only operate with 2 strands of DNA, whereas we should operate, listen to this now, with 12. 12 in the brain is perfect government. The 2 hemispheres, 6 on one side and 6 on the other. Just like it is in heaven. After the pattern. Man is made after the pattern designed by the image and the reflection of Yahweh himself, or the gods, if you will. And at this time, when he said, let us make man in our own image, that's what he done. But was he alone when he did all this? No, he wasn't. He had helpers. So I believe that man, you know, we worship something that's greater than we are. We always, you know, somebody that's even, you know, better looking than we are. We just envy them and lust for them. You know, nobody wants to marry somebody ugly, but you let a beautiful woman, a gorgeous woman, or a good-looking man like Elvis Presley that had talent, I mean, it's unreal what we'll do for money and for fame and for glory and for beauty. Beauty is a ruination. The Messiah in the garden, it describes the different trees that walked in the garden. Now, trees don't walk. Trees don't talk, do they? Well, in this case, the Bible uses the tree, this image of a tree, to display that the angels were there in the fifth dimension, for that they had come down into the fourth, where these experiments were being made. It's a dimension between the third dimension, which is physical, and the spirit image before anything ever grew in the earth. It was in an image. It was in a seed. And that's what prompted this series that we're doing, the seed within itself. Now, where do these seeds come from? They had to be made or created or spoke into existence, ever how that they could do that. And we know that many years ago, according to recently declassified Soviet documents, a famous scientist tried to close the gap between the Homo sapien and the Pan Trogloditz, meaning that Ivan or Ivanich Ivano was born in 1870. And in 1898, listen to what happened, ladies and gentlemen, we find that Satan, who is evil, has long been working in this respect to create chaos. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission. So then, as he studied the reproductive process of farm animals, that he was trained in 1901, he established the world's first center for artificially impregnating horses. Don't know where you know that or not, but it came out of Russia, the technology. And now we use it around the world. America uses artificial insemination for, now we do it to women. But before and after the revolution, he applied his practical techniques to other domesticated species. Several million cattle and sheep were artificially inseminated, and by the mid-30s, the Soviets, who needed strong animals for their monumental transformation of the economy, and so Mr. Ivanov, who tried to preserve the endangered species using artificial insemination to grow the animals that they were working with. And in 1927, the Russian newspaper published articles concerning shocking experiments in which Ivanov allegedly tried to artificially inseminate human and ape females with other species of sperm. And few people, however, believed these reports and scoffed at them. But, ladies and gentlemen, now that we know, that's 1927, and now that we know what all they done and what all they in secret labs, nothing is restrained from the evilness of these governments who seek to have a leg up on someone or some country or some king or some government. Now, many in the West believe these reports, and at the time were supporting the progressive Soviet Republic and were eager to find out the results of the trial and experiment. Now, after the fall of the Soviet Union, according to Alexander Potov, who published his research in a newspaper, issue number 335, in 204, recent, a document was discovered in the state archives of the Russian Federation reporting the finding of a special commission created in 1929 to evaluate Ivanov's proposed anthropoid interspecies hybridization experiment. These experiments were considered to be of great scientific importance to the Russian Republic. And the report indicated that they were to be continued in a primate center, in a monkey colony, and the hybridization experiments of the artificial insemination of human females by the anthropoid sperm were to be conducted only with written agreement of the female. She would accept the risk and obey the required strict isolation regime, and the experiments were to be conducted with all necessary safeguards, including preclusion of natural insemination. The trials were to be conducted on as many human females as possible, but in no case fewer than five. Now, the result of that has never been published. Do we have secret labs right now of the cloning aspect? We know that that's going on. But that missing link to try to mix that animal back to the human chain and to merge them back together, or to discover what DNA sequence has been removed, that we may not do that. There's something to keep man and animal from mixing. However, it is a known fact that the beast of the field in these experiments that these great scientists of yesteryear, way back in antiquity, when he said, let us make man, so they made man and beast on the same day. Now, I allege that man, beast, Adam, and the serpent seed are all four different genetic combinations by those responsible for bringing them forth. In this case, we have man, and we have the beast of the field. There is a link between the two that they are socially to be separated. They were not to mix. There were boundaries in the book of Acts chapter 17, and these nations were restricted by boundaries, and with the advent of boats and travel, we began to intermingle and mix together, which it wasn't Yahweh, because he said, kind after kind. But to avoid the hybrid production of a lesser being, let's say a beast of the field, and a woman, an Adamite woman, would lay together and copulate. The Bible said when they did, that they would bring forth children, or they would bring forth offspring, or it was, it would actually be hybridized. And it wouldn't know who it was. It couldn't claim originality to either side. And that would bring confusion. That word confusion means that the genes would be mixed together to form a hybrid offspring that was confused. Now, we know that when Americans went to, let's say, Vietnam. I remember that area, and I know a lot of boys that came back from Vietnam, and they left their seed over there, and they admitted, and they felt guilty. And me being in the ministry, I have counseled hundreds, perhaps more, those who did these hideous things, and they really felt sad that they had been lured with lust. We do these things because we have a lust protein, a sugar, and that sugar is the missing link between the hybridization of the animal kingdom, different from the beast of the field now. That beast of the field is capable of bringing forth offspring by mixing its seed with man, or with Adam. We already know that. And so these experiments of human females by the anthropoid sperm were to be conducted only at the agreement of the citizen. But as a former Soviet citizen myself, the article goes on to say, I can affirm that neither general ethical concerns nor Judeo-Christian beliefs would be of any interest to Soviet Marxist Stalin, whose bloody star was rising in the crimson whirl of Soviet politics, would get hybrid slaves who would be completely obedient. And that refers back, like father, like son. Are we bred with the same genetic codes that the angelic beings, or whoever made us, in the laboratories, if it be, and probably was, when they said, let us make, that it was a process. Somebody had intelligence to do this. Who in the world would have intelligence to make a live, talking, walking, knowledgeable being like Yahweh made Adam from the dust of the earth? Well, if that was Adam back there in 126 or 127, that he later brought on the earth, the Bible said it was not a man to till the ground. So was this a spiritual prototype? Was that prototype always there? Were we with him from the foundation of the world? The Bible says that when Yahweh created the heavens and earth, that the sons of God shouted for joy. Who were they? Now, if you are a created being, you have a beginning, and you could necessarily have an end. If you were never created, but you were the creators, then you would have no beginning and no end, just like Yahweh. And Satan said so. He said, now, the day that you do this with, me, he was talking in his own interest. Adam wasn't around. He didn't want Adam to know what was going on. Adam didn't know that his wife was pregnant when she came back from her little walk in the garden? Adam was nowhere around when she got pregnant. He didn't know she was pregnant. But we know through telegamy that it's that a woman can conceive with two different seeds within a 72-hour window, approximately. It's round figured to 72 hours. Isn't that strange? When that, how long that his passion was in the heart of the earth for 72 hours? Don't you know that Satan wanted to destroy this facade that the Creator had supposedly told them to obey him? And Satan said, you don't have to obey him. He knows that the day that you do this, your eyes will be open and you'll know you're a God. And that brought a distinct revelation to her. Her eyes. They said she saw it. What'd she see? A tree? Did she see some kind of a fruit that she just couldn't wait to get a hold of? No. What she found was that she knew after the emotional things, Satan was a great lover, a great mighty persuader, and he persuaded her to lay with him. Now let's look at that word eat, E-A-T. Strong's number 398. Within that, when you go back to the original Hebrew word, and this is why that the translator didn't want you to know some of these things, it depicted that she lay with him. The last of the references, I think there's 13 references that could have been used, and the translator picked out eat as opposed to lay. If they would have used lay there, you would have known that the missing link, the seed was planted before Adam ever knew his wife. She, in fact, committed adultery. With her knowledge of knowing good and evil, the Bible says after that she did this, her eyes were open. She said, oh my God, I'm carrying Yahweh's child. Now, if you don't believe that, I suggest that you go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what it said. And Eve bared Cain. And what did she say? I have gotten a man. She didn't say it was from the devil. She didn't say it was from Adam. She said that word there, Lord, is the Creator, Yahweh. She said, I have just changed that word Lord. You know it wasn't Lord, because there's many lords and many gods, so you know it wasn't that. She was so confused walking among these mighty ones, and the one that to her looked the best and was the smartest, she said, that was Yahweh. I have gotten a man from Yahweh. He's greater than Adam. She knew that this super stud, if you will, was so enticing, and she desired him. The Bible said, and she desired him. And when she did, she continued, meaning that she was pregnant with paternal twins, meaning that they were someone else involved in the experiment. Now, we know it wasn't Adam. Although Adam, she gave to Adam her body, and he laid with her. But notice this. Adam, at this time that she was pregnant with the son of Satan, who was Cain, and we'll tell you about him just in a minute, we know that Yahweh knew when he came in, he walked in and he realized she was pregnant. Adam didn't know it. He knows what she'd done. He couldn't look at her body and tell it changed in any way. There was no visible physical vantage point of his eyes that he could tell that she'd done something wrong. He never knew wrong. He didn't know what wrong was. She knew. And so Yahweh, right there. Now, let me tell you something real plain here, and this is where the rubber meets the road with your understanding. If you can handle it, now, if you can't, you've got to put it on the shelf and wait a while. But I'm going to give you the scenario that happened in the garden. When Eve lay with Satan, she became pregnant, and there was no way to avoid the pregnancy. Yahweh had to lay with her himself. Now, these are two mighty ones vying for the supremacy of multiplying and being fruitful. If Yahweh had have refused to lay with her, he said, oh, my God, I can't believe that you would even go there. Well, let's go over to Mary. Thousands of years later, after the failure of the experiment from the garden, after Satan, the evil one, came, killed Yahweh's offspring, Abel, the Bible said that Abel was the son of Yahweh. It says so. It says that Adam was the son of Yahweh. So they were brothers because Yahweh had both of them. Satan had Cain, and according to 1 John 3:12, Cain was of the wicked one. Christ related in John 8:44 that seed was still on the earth. It survived the flood, proving that not all the crossbreeding hybrids were killed. You know who were killed? Yahweh killed the disobedient ones of his offspring. Now we know that Adam, being a son of Yahweh, he went out in the 5th chapter of Genesis and he had a son, and Yahweh said, now I'm going to use him as a stand-in, or he's going to be the missing link between me and my children that I'm going to bring into the world. And so we find the episodes trailing the seed lines, both good and bad. You can read them there. And what happened in that missing link when Cain killed Abel, he said, well, how do I know? And Yahweh said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood, the voice of your brother's blood, cries unto me from the ground. And how the cursed from the earth. Cursed. This seed was a cursed seed that would go back to the ground. And Cain said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you've driven me out from this day, from the face of the earth, and from the face I shall be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And Yahweh imposed in 4:15 Genesis, he said, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, least any finding him should not kill him. Now, one of those marks was that the earth would be cursed and he wouldn't be able to till it or to grow. Now, do you know a special or a seed line that cannot be noted for gardening? They can't grow nothing. Now, they can sit in the money changer temples and they know how to bring forth money out of thin air. Cain knew when he said, everybody that finds me will kill me. Cain knew he would find others. Most people think that Adam and Eve and Cain was the only three people on the earth. But Cain knew that he would find others in the place where he was going to. Now, where did those others people come from if they weren't other species already occupying the earth long before Adam? See, Adam is a recent introduction. And the reason he came was added to the earth was he was given special properties, DNA, 12 links to the brain, 6 and 6, perfect government, to subdue the earth and conquer it and rule it. Now, Satan stepped in with the ability of Cain, who was a builder of cities. First thing you know, Adam is enticed, his seed is enticed over to the cities. And the first thing you know, he's learning evil. And the next thing you know, he's mating with these other offspring, which was a no-no. And when he done that, he caused the sin of miscegenation to be instilled upon the seed of Yahweh, that they would never enter back in because he would kill their children with death. You see, nothing hybrid is going back. You have to be original. That's why the Bible suggests that you keep yourself unspotted from the world and detest all this perversion and miscegenation that's going on today, even between the beast of the field, with man, and with Adam. Three distinct races or genetic bloodlines, and now we're adding the fourth with the Cain seed or Satan seed. We have what is called a hybrid angelic being, mighty. These beings are real mighty. We know that because they have ruled each generation since the garden. Cain was building cities, working in gold and silver and jewelry. If that would tell you anything, don't you know that these builders of cities gathered, and it was just like a fly trap for Adam, who was, the Bible says, that Abel was a tiller of sheep, a keeper of the sheep, the things that had blood in it, the offerings that were alive. He knew what his mother had done in her sin because he brought a blood covering, and without the shedding of blood, there's no covering. Cain brought something he grew from the ground, something that he could claim as his own work and to boast about it. Abel knew that his works were no good and would not be accepted, so he brought the covering. Remember, it was the blood covering before the covering of Adam and Eve's sin. Adam chose to stay with Eve. He could have went back to heaven and left her down here, which is probably what he ought to have done. But it wasn't in the cards, because Yahweh promised Adam that he would come and redeem him and his seed. They would not leave their soul in hell. They wouldn't see any corruption that they couldn't overcome in these flesh bodies, which were temporary dwelling places for them to live in. These are spirit beings, always have been, always will be, having a temporary flesh experience. The people of the earth are temporary beings, having a temporary experience in the earth, for from the earth they came and the earth they go back to, and they'll never raise. Now, I know that believers in the Bible say that Adam and Eve were to have more children, and any of them could have run into Cain and killed him. But that would be a very lame explanation. Nobody is afraid of something he or she knows that does not exist. Cain did not fear anyone in the future. He was afraid of going out at that moment to run into other beings that were out there. And as a loner or an outsider, he was different in some aspects to the point that he was afraid. And Cain went from the presence of Yahweh and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Now I want to ask you a question here. Verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Methusael, and Methusael begot Methusael, and Methusael begot Lamech, and Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal, and he was the father of such that dwell in tents, and such as that have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such that handle the harp and the organ. And Zillah also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of ever artificer of brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Laman said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. And if Cain be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 77-fold. Now after being marked by Yahweh, Cain left and resided in the land of Nod, which brings me to ask you a question. Who was Nod? Oh, you say, well, that's the land of Nod. Well, in the land of Nod, he was somebody important enough to have a piece of land named after him. The land was Nod's land. Now, Nod was a man. He was an important person. Now, who gave him that importance? He had to be important to others. And again, who were the others? Where did they come from? Were they also Adam and Eve children? Impossible. And here's another proof that there were others coexisting with Cain, already created from Genesis 1:26, along with the beast of the field. He was there. We know later, Moses gave the command. We believe that this was carried over from what Moses got, was carried over from the patriarch that already knew that it was wrong for man and a female beast of the field to mate. And if they did that and that she was pregnant and he was the cause of it, if he enticed her to lay with him, we're talking about Adam, the Adamites, they were to be killed. And so it was in the same book of Leviticus where they were to be killed. Everything in the Bible indicates that there were others living in the land when Cain left Eden. He didn't take an alleged sister. There was none. There was only Adam and Eve and Cain. So, We now assume that he went out to a land, like the Bible said, and this was Nod's land, a land named after Nod, not Nod the land, but Nod, who had the land named after him. Here we are. It's evident that the writers, talking about people who would need a city for just three people, I don't think so, but we find out that Cain built a city. Cain, Cain's wife, Enoch, with three people, you can start a home, but a city? To found a city, Cain needed not only buildings, he also needed people. And why would anybody reconstruct, if you will, a city for three people? Don't make sense. Well, man, my time is caught up with me here, and I've got to get out of here, praise Yahweh. And I don't know why time flies so fast when you're having fun, but it does. We'll be back here on Friday night. I'll try to finish this up because I got some good stuff for you in part six of this endeavor that we're taking on, the Beast of the Field and the Missing Link. And the word change. I'm going to get into some word changes on the next episode, and I'll show you why that Constantine changed the words in the Bible. He used the word at the Council of Nicaea. They had a colossal task of turning the Hebrew Bible, wrote for the Hebrews, into a book for the whole world. Not meant to be, but they did it and got away with it. And we're going to show you some of the words that they used to change and alter so that they could conclude or include, if you will, the whole world. Well, write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. That's Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. You can call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. We love you, and we appreciate you. We're sponsored tonight by Brother Mark from down in Mississippi, Miss Audrey. Also, we're sponsored by Bud and Edward and Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan. 1-800-253-2748. And all of those who hold my hands up to make it possible for me to study and to pray and to seek these things, I give you freely of my time. You're trying to get the word of Yahweh out to those that have never heard this. I was 48 when I got the rest of the message. You may be 148 before you get it unless you hear it. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except somebody sends him and sponsors him? And I thank you for that. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you.
Till Armageddon, no shalom.